The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
This is your beacon of truth in a world run by liars, thieves, and whores. We are podcasting patriots taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton, but he is not here tonight. We just did a show, what, yesterday? No, day before yesterday? I don't remember. Shows you my mental state. But Denton has been dealing with a lot of family stuff lately. His mom, after his dad passed away, is just needed his support. So he's really doing that, and he's been losing sleep over it, and, you know, all the stuff that comes with that. So I didn't even tell him I was going to do a show tonight. In fact, I didn't even know. I was driving home from work today, and I just had all these thoughts going on with all this stuff that's happening in the world today. And I'm like, you know what? I need to get it out there. So I decided to do a solo show. So here we are. All right. If you're new to the show, welcome. Before I get started, I just want to say, I just went outside to put my goats away. Yeah, and if you're new to the show, yeah, I got goats. But I went outside to put my goats away, and it's, you know, that eerie quiet. Like, I live in a very quiet, sort of secluded area, but it was that just nothing. No crickets, nothing. It was just super eerie. So, I don't know. Maybe we got an earthquake coming or something. But happy Marketing Day, everyone. Nope, sorry, meant to say Valentine's Day. But we all know it's Marketing Day. It is a day represent, well, it's Valentine's Day, yeah. A day represented by hearts, romance, and love. Let me assure you, though, there are no hearts, romance, or love in this show tonight. In case you're wondering about Valentine's Day and Hot Nursey, my wife, I lucked out. I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world because she doesn't care about Valentine's Day. We both agree that we should do nice stuff for things for each other just all year long rather than do one nice thing for each other one day of the year when we're told that we should be doing it. So that's what we do. We don't buy each other cards or gifts or go out for dinner or anything like that. Just during the year, we just do nice stuff for her. I'll see something funny that I think she likes. I'll buy it for her. Same with me. She buys me t-shirts all the time that she's like, oh, I thought you'd like this. So that's just kind of the way we do it. All right. So tonight is going to be fairly quick. In fact, if you're like on a lunch break or something at work, you can probably get through this whole show. We're going to be discussing a few main topics of the day, but we're going to be doing it at a lightning pace. So let's see. We're going to talk about how Taylor Swift made it to the Super Bowl, shooting at the KFC Chiefs parade. Did I say KFC? Yes, the Kentucky Fried Chicken Chiefs parade. No, the Kansas City, KC, Kansas City Chiefs parade. Impeachment of Elmer Fudd. Serious national threat. Oh, my goodness. And Tom Tom Sozzi wins the House seat after George Santos is ousted. So there you go. There's pretty much our topics for the night. So the big buzz amongst stupid people was, is Taylor Swift going to be able to make it to the Super Bowl in time after doing a show in Japan? Spoiler alert, she made it. Now, the Democrats have been using this stupid narrative that conservatives are melting down because Taylor Swift is going to endorse Joe Biden. Here's the problem with the neo-Marxist Democrats. They think we care. We really don't. She can endorse whomever she wants. What I do care about, however, is their hypocrisy. They cry over climate change all the time, and they want us to leave a smaller carbon footprint. But Taylor and other celebrities, they seem to get a pass. Why? Because they're celebrities? And they are better than the rest of us? Well, from the Washington Post, Taylor Swift was in good company on the tarmacs of Las Vegas business airports in the days leading up to Super Bowl LV111. I guess that would be, I don't know what that is. I know that's a five and those are ones. What's an L? I don't know. I haven't been doing my Roman numerals lately. The private jet that ferried her on the last leg of her marathon journey from Tokyo was one of 882. Let me say that number again. 882 private planes that flew into Las Vegas over the weekend of Super Bowl. This is according to the business flight tracker WingX. This year's private jet total is the second highest for Super Bowl, according to WingX data. Last year's game in Glendale, Arizona, holds the record with 931 private flights since the company began tracking them in 2006. Big events tend to attract swarms of private planes. Nearly 1,000 jets flew into Las Vegas for the Formula One race in November, according to WingX. More than 1,000 flew to the World Leadership Summit in Davos in 2022. That's the WEF, you know, those people that tell us we we're causing climate change. This year's Super Bowl arrivals threaten to overwhelm the four airports surrounding Las Vegas that cater to private jets, which only have enough combined parking space for about 500 planes, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Aviation officials in Clark County, home of Las Vegas, told CNN before the game that they were expecting a good amount of drop-and-go operations, in which a private jet lands, lets out its passengers, and then flies off to another airport to wait until it is summoned again for the return flight. Now imagine that. Imagine being so rich that your plane could just land, put down the stairs, let you out, pull the stairs back up, and then fly off another 100 miles to another airport and sit there and wait for you. Something you and I will never know about. Flying in a private jet is the most carbon-polluting way to travel. Private jets produce 5 to 14 times more emissions per passenger than commercial planes and 50 times more than trains, according to the European clean transportation nonprofit group Transport and Environment. 5 to 14 more than commercial planes. And the elitist, they want to allow us one short-haul flight every 3 years. But they can jet around to concerts and Super Bowls. Speaking of which, can you imagine the carbon footprint of the Super Bowl alone? Minus the flights. I'm just talking about the Super Bowl. With all the trucks they had to bring in beer and food and lighting, stages, just everything that they had to put on the production of the Super Bowl. And of course, you know, you got all the people in the stands farting. My God. Now, remember, when they come down from Mount Sinai with their edicts and their mandates, they always say, you will only be allowed to fill in the blank. It's never, we will only be allowed to eat so much pudding or whatever. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy. It's never we will own nothing and be happy. So think about that. Speaking of the Super Bowl, there was a parade today for the Chiefs, and of course, there was a shooting in Missouri. And, of course, the gun control ghouls were screaming AR-15 ban before the bodies were even cold. Now, from all accounts, it would seem that a handgun was used, not an AR-15. And it wasn't a mass shooting, like everybody was saying. Only one person was tragically killed. But, as the Democrats always say, never let a good tragedy go to waste. In fact, from what I'm seeing so far, this seems to be like either a gang dispute or some Utes that got mad at each other. And I don't know, it's not even for sure or positive yet that it was actually at the parade. It said in some stories that it was adjacent to the parade or near the parade. And this is great. At one point today, CNN reported that the alleged suspects were dark-skinned whites. Oh, man. Of course, when they said this, they were showing a picture of a kid that was clearly black. But, you know, leave it to CNN. And then, if you happen to be lucky enough to be on X, oh boy, it started immediately. Let me pull it up here real quick. Just going to read off a couple tweets that followed this shooting. Now, don't get me wrong. Shootings are always bad, but you know where I'm going with this. All right. This is from at Black Knight 10. Nope, at Black Knight 10K, whatever that means. This guy's a tool. But he says, the police telling me that they were as well-prepared, as well-staffed as possible for Super Bowl parade, and people still got shot, is proof there's no amount of policing that can make us safe. The problem is too many guns. Well, you're right. In one instance, that there is no amount of policing that can guarantee that we are all safe. That's even if we had zero guns on the planet. Because somebody could take a car and ram through the parade. Somebody could come through with some poison. Somebody with a knife could come through and stab people. Life is not a guarantee. That's just part of life. This guy, at John Pavlovitz, Pavlovitz? I don't know. He posted a meme, and the meme says, it's the effing guns, it's the effing guns, it's the effing guns, it's the effing guns, over and over and over again. Let's see here, who else we got? This one, at JoJo from Jurors. Now this chick, if you're on X and you happen to see this girl, everybody has like a little avatar picture of, you know, themselves or whatever they want to put on there. And if you look at her picture, she's kind of smoking hot. But if you do a little digging, her avatar picture is not what she really looks like. It is clearly filtered, and there's heavy makeup because she's not that attractive. But anyway, she says, your right to carry a gun does not supersede someone else's right to go to a Super Bowl parade without getting shot. Well, Joe from Jurors, I'm sorry, but yes, it does. Because my gun, while I'm at the parade, is not going to shoot anybody. It's the people, not the guns. Now, with that said, there was actually another shooting today. We go to Atlanta. Four students are hurt after an apparent drive-by shooting at Benjamin E. Mays High School on Valentine's Day, according to Atlantic Public Schools. Police said Wednesday night that they have detained three people for questioning. Officials said it happened shortly after dismissal, around 4 p.m. Wednesday, when an unknown vehicle began firing shots in the high school's lower campus parking lot. Police said three 17-year-old boys and one 18-year-old man were injured by the gunfire. But hey, it's black kids firing at other black kids, so no biggie, right, Democrats? Now, I'm guessing as soon as, you know, all the details come out and we find out what's going on, from what I can see watching the coverage of today, it pretty much looks like the same thing at Chiefs Parade, that some kids, some Utes, some probably gang members got into it, said some words, somebody pulled out a gun and started shooting. But that story, as soon as that narrative is final, and that's the story that happened, this whole story is going to disappear. the facts won't push their narrative. Speaking of facts, fact, House Republicans impeached Elmer Fudd today. Dereliction of duty, not upholding his oath to the Constitution, lying to Congress, and not being able to catch 10 million wascally illegal wabbits.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
But of course, the Democrats are whining and complaining that this was political. Well, they would know after impeaching Trump twice over nonsense. But never fear, the Senate will not vote to impeach him, so whatever. The only way that the onslaught of illegals is going to stop is when we put Trump back in the White House. But even then, Democrats, they're going to sue him over every little thing he does. But it needs to be done. They all need to be deported. Just so we can show, I mean, at the very least, just so we can show that we have a sovereign nation. The question will be, do Republicans have what it takes to deport? Will you, the American people, have what it takes to get your country back? Now, I'm going to tell a little story here that correlates with this very nicely. I know that you all think Denton and I are rich because we do this show. Yes, we live in big mansions and take limos to our studio every day or once a week to do our stupid show. No, actually, we both have jobs. We do this because we love our country and we feel like maybe we're helping get the truth out. So that's why we do this. And we enjoy it. But at my job, I am in charge of maintenance and operation and facilities. So I wear a lot of hats and I do different things. One of them, it would be pest control. Now, at one of our sites, we have got a gopher problem. So I continue to call pest control and have them come out and try to take care of the gopher problem. And all of the administrators and people above me whine and complain all the time about how horrible it looks with the gophers at our one site, how the gopher mounds and holes are a safety hazard and need to be taken care of. And I I hear this every day. It's a daily conversation. Pest control can only do so much. I can only do so much. But they want to bitch about it every single day. Now, the other day, we had quite a little storm roll through here. And you have to understand, in California, when we get a storm, we don't get rain a lot. But when we do, for whatever reason, it seems to just dump on us for like 2 or 3, maybe 4 days. And then it goes away. And we don't see it again for a long time. California is a desert, so that's what happens. So we had 3.5 days of rain, just pretty much nonstop, and it flooded everything. And what the flooding did was it caused the gophers to come out of their holes because it was so much water, it was filling up their tunnels. So at this one site, we had gophers coming out and trying to they were wet and they were cold and they were shaking and they were trying to get under some type of cover. So I ended up catching, I ended up catching 4 of them that were just running around in plain sight. Gophers normally don't do that. And then I found another 3 or 4 that were dead just from drowning. So I catch these gophers. And I see some of the administrators who are constantly bitching about the gophers. We have to get rid of these gophers. This is the most terrible thing ever. These gophers are tearing up this entire facility. When are we going to get rid of these gophers? They have to go. They must go. Do whatever it takes to get rid of these gophers. So I catch these gophers. They were running around sopping wet from the rain. And I've got like four of them in a bucket. And I'm going to dispose of them. And somebody, one of the administrators sees this, and they what are you doing? Well, I'm taking care of the gopher problem. Luckily, the rain washed them all out and brought them to me. So, problem solved. Well, you can't do that. I'm sorry, what? Well, they're innocent. They're cute. They just look at them. They're shivering. They're cold. Well, when I get done, they won't be shivering or cold. So, long story short, they asked me to release the gophers. And, of course, me being the good little employee that I am, I said, sure, no problem. And then I took them around the corner and killed them. Took a shovel to the back of their necks. But my point is, these people bitch and complain constantly about the gopher mounds that are everywhere and how horrible it looks and that we've got to do this. And then we get the chance to do it, and they cave. And it's the same thing with illegals. No, I'm not saying take a shovel to the back of their necks. What I'm saying is, when it comes time to deport them, we can't have people start... Well, you know, they got jobs and families here now, and we can't do that. We can't separate children and families. No. We need to get rid of them. They need to be deported. If they want to come back the legal way, that's fine. But we cannot reward them for breaking our laws. Because if we do that, we're weak. And when you're a weak country, you get taken advantage of. So no, I'm not calling illegals gophers. I'm just saying. But that brings us to another national security threat. From Fox News. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner is urging President Biden to declassify information related to a serious national security threat. Oh, wait a second. I thought Trump was the biggest national security threat. But I digress. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the threat is not immediate and there is no need for public alarm. Turner, a Republican from Ohio on Wednesday, released a statement saying that the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence has made available to all members of Congress information concerning a serious national security threat. I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information related to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat, he added. Fox News Digital obtained the notice sent to congressional members Wednesday, which pointed to an urgent matter with regard to destabilizing foreign military capability that should be known by all congressional policymakers. A separate source told Fox News that the threat is concerning Russian capability, noting that the potential seriousness of this threat is grave, but the threat is not immediate in nature. And Pentagon sources told Fox News the threat is related to space. So we've got Putin in space. Of course, this was earlier today, so... Many rumors and a bunch of stuff have come out. But what they're saying is Putin wants to put a nuke in space. You know, he really has become a Bond villain. Now, does anybody really believe this? I mean, I guess it's possible, but I got to say the timing of this seems a little sus. Personally, I think it's one of many possibilities. But a couple of things that I was thinking was Putin is trying to freak us out like Reagan did to the Soviets, so we spend a bunch of money we don't have to catch up to something Putin supposedly has but doesn't really have, and we end up collapsing. Now, that's just one thought. My next one is, Our government is making shit up to scare us, and they're about to take some of our rights away for our own safety. We know about that, don't we? Or could it be that the deep state is trying to get us into a war so Biden can become a wartime president, thus most likely allowing him to win the election? But, you know, let's just say that this is an actual nuclear threat in space. Who is right? Who was right? Trump was right again. He formed the Space Force. No, wait a second. The Space Force. And people gave him a ration of shit over it. But who was right about us needing the Space Force? Jedi Master Trump was right. Okay, in case that went over your head, that was a Star Wars reference. But in Star Wars, there are a bunch of weird creatures running around looking, well, weird. Now, where else has a bunch of weird creatures running around looking weird? New York! You probably weren't paying attention, but yesterday was the special election to fill George Santos's seat after the Republicans caved to peer pressure from the left to do the right thing and vote out a guy that hasn't been convicted of anything. Did he do it? Probably. But until he's convicted, he is innocent. Oh, and by the way, Bob Menendez, he's accused of a bunch of crimes. And he's still at his desk in Congress. For the record, not a single Democrat voted to boot him out because they didn't want the possibility of losing that seat. So there you go. Now, in a pretty typical losing fashion, the Republicans ran a pretty bad candidate. I don't know, maybe not a bad candidate, but no one knew who she was. And this Tom Suzy? He occupied the seat before Santos, so really, he basically just got his old job back. But here is the thing you may not know that is very dangerous about this guy. Before he was beat by Santos, he was in the middle of writing a net worth tax. Now, if you don't know what a net worth tax is, this is where the government combines all of your assets and taxes you on them. Now, say you got like a nice vintage car or a motorcycle or a boat, property, hell, maybe even like fine art. I don't know. You guys might be into art. You will be taxed on that stuff every single year. Currently, if you owe that stuff, you get taxed on it when you sell it. But right now, with this guy that wants to write this bill, you would be taxed on it every single year. And if the value of that goes up, you're going to be taxed more. But if the value of it goes down, you think they're going to send you a reimbursement? No, they're not. Now, the Supreme Court found this practice unconstitutional in 1920. But why should that stop the Democrats from doing it anyway? Have you ever noticed how they do that? Democrats write laws and policy, like Obamacare, that are unconstitutional, and then they say, come stop me. And most of the time, no one does. That seems almost dictatorish, if you ask me. So just so you know, Suzy, I don't know how to say this guy's name, is going to finish what he started. And Elizabeth Warren has been pushing for this too, so you can expect her to team up with this guy, and they're going to give this a shot. I'm not going to get into it tonight because I think we need to make like a deeper dive on another show because there's a lot behind this, and it's very important. And this is another one they're going to try to slip by you, so maybe at a later point we can get into this a little more. But I just wanted to warn you a little bit. So there's your warning. I also wanted to get into this whole CIA spying on the Trump campaign thing, but I'm just running out of time. I don't plan on doing a long show here, even though it's going longer than I thought. Another thing we're going to have to discuss on a later show, but I want you to know this about it. This CIA thing with them spying on Trump, it happened before Operation Hurricane with the FBI spying on him. So this was done because Obama knew Trump was coming into the White House, and Obama had to cover up what he was doing illegally. They did some bad stuff, including allowing people without the right clearance classification to see classified material. This allowed Obama and his minions to run this investigation into Trump privately, outside of the White House, once his term was up. This is treasonous stuff. I mean, if this is proved, this could take down the entire deep state because they're all involved. Now, that, of course, is if people are, like we talked about a little bit earlier, willing to do what it takes. We're not going to save this country if we're not willing to do what it takes. And when I say willing to do what it takes, that means going for the jugular of the neo-Marxist Democrats, because they'd do it to us. So I hope you were a little informed and entertained tonight. That was my goal. But like I've said before, the world is becoming a little bit crazy. It really is. It's a crazy place right now. So make sure you don't forget to tell your loved ones how much you care about them, just in case you never get that chance later. And I said something on the last show, and it sort of stuck with me, so I think I'm going to start saying this at the end of every show because it's important. So here goes. When government replaces God, it persecutes, prosecutes, and in time executes all non-compliant worshipers. A little bit grim, but in these times, pretty much true. So, have a good night. Thanks for listening. Drink up. We'll see you next time.